I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We've got stadium news. We've got Berea campus news. We've got expectations, pressure on the rise for Myles Garrett, and so much more. And a man to talk about Shador's pass and 11-on-11s. JP,
don't get
ready?
Me too excited on this Wednesday.
All right, well, you don't have to stand up for a while. Daryl Ryder joins us now, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, welcome to the show.
Don't make me come down there and separate you two now.
I would love to see you.
If you're going to be the one
really
to separate us.
All right, now, Daryl, just so you know, I happen to have been involved in a Donnybrook once where somebody was built your size trying to break up a fight between me and a second person who is also large. The person your size took more punches than anybody else.
That's good to know.
I will say, Daryl, if I was like at a bar or something and you had approached and tried to like start a fight with me or something, your size person is the person I'm scared of the most, only because usually if they're trying to start a fight and they're your size, they have like 4 years of Taekwondo under their belt. They're like a black belt in something, and I'm like, oh no, this isn't going to go well, is it? And you find out instantly.
Not if they're trying to start the fight. It's the guys that's not, this guy that's trying to avoid the fight that's Daryl's size, that is the guy that has Taekwondo because he knows he can kill you.
I think some people just take Taekwondo. They take some of that stuff just for those moments at the bar. They're just waiting.
Daryl, was it the best pass you've seen in your life? Shador Sanders to Caden Davis for a TD.
No, but it was pretty nice. I'll give him his credit. It was nice. I won't say it's the best, but I will say Shador had a better day than Dylan Gabriel did on the field, and he very unfair to rank these during OTA's moment of the program here. But, you can see the progress from Shador between when he was on the field that first practice in rookie minicamp to where he is now. You can tell that he's putting in a lot of time off the field, and offensive coordinator Tommy Rees talked about that today. Actually, all these quarterbacks, Kenny Pickett, as well as Dylan Gabriel, the work that they're doing behind the scenes to try and refine their game. But like I said, Shador got the better of Gabriel today.
Daryl, is it fair to say then, when talking with Tommy Rees and all these other coaches, that they seem impressed by the amount of work then that Shador is putting in?
Yeah, I think that, impressed, satisfied, pleased, however you want to describe it. The vibes are pretty good right now when it comes to the progress that Shador is making.
I do love some good vibes. Jim Schwartz says that given the contract and everything else, there might be a little more pressure on Myles Garrett this year. Do you agree or disagree?
Well, he kind of blew a flat tire there on trying to do the old Spider-Man line.
Was that you that saved him?
No, I did not save him. But
he's a team player.
Yeah. I don't interrupt folks when they're talking, except for if it's you two. It's not a big deal that he's not here right now. It's voluntary, whatever. However, you know, with that contract comes the expectation and the responsibility that he's going to not only play at the level we have seen him play at, but also elevate his game. So I thought that those were some interesting comments that Schwartz made today.
Daryl, I heard from a couple people that were there today, and so I want to see if you can confirm as well. They said the defense looked really, really strong today. Was that your perception as well?
Yeah. Greg Newsom had himself a little bit of a day out there. Denzel Ward got after it a little bit too. But again, this is, you know, it's not live. So, but yeah, if I had to give an edge, if you made me give an edge offense versus defense from today's workout, I would give it to the defense.
All right, Daryl, we had some stadium news yesterday. Can you recap that for us and tell us where we are in the will they get a Brook Park, will they stay on the lakefront debacle?
Well, I think we're about 75% home on this. That's what I'm hearing. The Senate came out, the Finance Committee in the Senate presented their budget plan for their chamber yesterday. Basically, what they want to do instead of using bonds and affecting the general fund or whatever, they want to dip into the unclaimed funds fund. That's money that has been sitting there collecting dust for well over a decade. They want to dip into that and get the $600 million to the Browns that way, but also have an extra $1.1 billion set aside for other projects around the state. So that would take care of the Cincinnati Bengals, Cincinnati Reds, any other pro teams that would seek stadium repair assistance. So this is now the third plan. We know the governor's plan was the gambling company tax. The Ohio House said no to that. Let's just do $600 million in bonds. And the Senate said no to both. And so if this...
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Budget passes in the Senate. You'll now have three branches of government okay $600 million for the Brook Park project. They'll get into conference committee and hammer out just how the Browns get that funding.
Yeah, Daryl, thanks to you, I went on the unclaimed site yesterday, and turns out I'm owed something under $25 that'll be coming back my way. So I get under 20. Might pay off that burger bet I have with you.
I came up with $50 yesterday just for grins. I went on, put in all the information, took me about a minute to do it. And we'll see if the check is on the way.
So the only thing I would say on this, and maybe you can clarify for me, with the unclaimed money, is that used for unclaimed money across the state or in a specific area? Because I'd have a hard time thinking if I lived in Cincinnati, I'd be cool with them right. Using unclaimed money of mine potentially to go ahead and build a stadium here.
But see, here's the thing. This is what people don't understand about this. Mm-hmm. You can still go on and try and get your money, okay? If it's unclaimed, it's bank account. It's actually something called like the unclaimed property fund. Okay. And they're not touching anything, that's within the last 10 years. And, here's the other part of this too. The Browns are going to be paying that $600 million back to the state of Ohio. And how it's going to be done is through the tax increment financing from the facility. And if the projections, because this is one of the arguments Chris Ronayne, the county executive, has made, and others, hey, the Browns inflated their numbers. They are talking, you know, in fantasy land about the tax revenue that they're going to generate with this Brook Park complex. What the Senate is proposing is that the Browns have to put $50 million into an escrow account. And if the projections fall short, the tax revenue projections fall short, the state gets to dip into that account over the first 16 years, okay? And if that money gets exhausted, the Browns have to put in another $50 million as well. So the Browns are on the hook for about $100 million in tax shortfall replenishment, for lack of a better description here, too. So they're not getting the free ride that I think some folks are trying to say that they're going to get with this whole dome situation in Brook Park.
All right, Darrell, you were at the groundbreaking on the campus expansion in Berea. How much dirt did they fling? What can you tell us?
I will say this. Joel Batonio and Denzel Ward, expert shovel tippers. Expert level there.
I knew that. Joel always looked like a really good
shoveler.
That
went to a good, yeah. He got a lot of dirt there.
Yeah, he's had to shovel a lot of stuff.
Who looked like they never used one? Who looked like they never used a shovel, Darrell?
Oh, he stepped in a good joke there. He was making a shoveling bleep joke.
Oh, my bad, Darrell. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's all right. I have to go back and watch the film to see. But
easy, Hugh Jackson.
It's a $175 million project. Berea Mid-Park High School, by the way, announced they're going to play their high school games at the 7,000-seat community stadium they're building. That was announced to play high school football out here as well. University Hospitals Medical Center, new multimedia space for the Browns, two apartment buildings, a hotel, some retail space. I mean, it really is a quite the investment. I got to give Mike Gallagher, county councilman, credit for the line of the day. He mentioned that on his way in from downtown, he passed Brook Park and realized that, yes, in fact, Brook Park is within the county of Cuyahoga.
You think if Shador was the number two overall pick, he would have been one to fling the dirt?
Man, I don't know. Maybe. Sure, why not? I mean, Kevin Stefanski said a few words. Dave Jenkins, the chief operating officer, also spoke. Whitney Haslam Johnson, obviously their partners in this project as well to get this thing going. In fact, one of the buildings, the really ambitious timeline, they hope to have one of the buildings done within the next 12 months. So they're going to really get going on this project, but it is a two-year construction timeline. And when it's all done, I think fans are really going to enjoy the training camp experiences. One of the things they plan to do is that community field stadium they're building, that the Browns are going to hold their night practice in it, too. So something for folks to look forward to in the coming years.
Darrell, we get about 45 seconds here. Kimberly Martin says there are people in the Browns building who believe that Shador can 100% be the starter. How much of a surprise would it be to you if Shador won the job week one?
I would be very surprised. I think
and you don't get surprised often.
No, I'd be surprised, and here's why. Because I think right now, of the quarterbacks, he's number four on my depth chart right now. And the impression I get, they want to make sure when they put him on the field, he's in a position to be successful. They don't want him to be in adverse situations. I think the same thing goes for Dylan Gabriel. But, yeah, if he ultimately is the starting quarterback in week number one as a fifth-round pick, I will be surprised by that.
Darrell, we're going to hold you to it. Be good, buddy. Appreciate you.
You bet, guys.
We got to react to what Darrell Ryder had to say there. Great stuff with Darrell. But we'll react to Darrell's comments on where the Browns are going forward in about 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.